1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump will be on his way to California within hours to get a look at wildfire devastation there. CBS News Los Angeles' Tom Waite says there may or may not be a meeting with the governor.
Governor Newsom here in California has said that he wants to take the politics out of the fire assistance. But, you know, he's also made statements about the incoming Trump administration that Mr. Trump has interpreted as being hostile. For his part, President Trump refers to the governor as Governor Newscum. That's his favorite nickname for him.
The White House press secretary said late Thursday evening that federal authorities have arrested, quote, 538 illegal immigrant criminals and deported hundreds. This as Newark, New Jersey Mayor Roz Baraka charged ICE agents raided a local company without a warrant. CBS News New York's Ali Bauman spoke with the company owner.
A couple of the guys couldn't show their identification. Three of them got arrested. 26 years in business, I've never seen anything like this.
The mayor of Newark, which is a sanctuary city, is calling the actions egregious. Mayor Roz Baraka saying in a statement ICE agents detained undocumented residents as well as citizens without producing a warrant. One of the detainees is a U.S. military veteran who suffered the indignity of having the legitimacy of his military documentation questioned.
President Trump has declassified remaining files from the assassinations of President John F. Kennedy, his brother Robert F. Kennedy, and civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr.
A lot of people are waiting for this for a long, for years, for decades. And everything will be revealed.
The Sackler family and Purdue Pharma, maker of addictive painkiller OxyContin, have reached a $7.4 billion settlement with 15 states for fueling the opioid crisis. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
A real sticking point in this case has been whether the Sacklers, who will no longer be in charge of Purdue, will hold any personal responsibility for what happened to thousands of people with opioid addiction.
Italy's highest court has upheld American Amanda Knox's slander conviction.
Knox accused an innocent man in her British roommate's 2007 murder. Knox and her boyfriend were originally convicted of the murder, but were later acquitted. She appealed the slander conviction, arguing police failed to provide her a lawyer and a good translator during a long night of questioning days after the murder. She faces no jail time for the slander conviction, but says she had hoped to clear her name.
CBS's Michael Wallace. The Senate has confirmed John Ratcliffe as CIA director. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com.
The Bucks beat the Heat. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their fifth game in a row, 125-96 over the Miami Heat. The Bucks didn't get back to Milwaukee until less than 3 hours before the game after being stuck in a blizzard for 3 days in New Orleans at the team hotel. Damian Lillard led with 29 points and had a pregame speech before the tip-off.
The situation that we were in, you know, the last couple of days is obvious, but you don't want the room to just be quiet and everybody to just kind of go out there and see what's going to happen. So for me, I just wanted to put that energy out there, like, you know, nobody gonna feel bad for us. Ain't no excuses. I don't want to hear I'm tired or I ain't feeling like you got to take the opportunity for the team to even have that type of mentality away. As a leader of a team, you got to let the team know off the rip, like, we not doing that. We not having excuses. I don't care about the flight. I don't care. We've been in a hotel. Like, you got to take that away from the team.
That's the Bucks. Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. We are hitting the height of award season buzz. The granddaddy of them all, the Academy Awards, are right around the corner, and the nominations are officially out. Let's start off in the category everyone is on pins and needles about, Best Sound. Just kidding. There's pretty much something for everyone, as 10 films from several genres have been recognized in the Best Picture category. Leading the nominations this year is the foreign film Emilia Perez with 13 nominations. The musical tells the story of a drug kingpin struggling with gender-affirming issues. Close behind Emilia were The Brutalist List and Wicked with 10 nominations apiece. Conclave and A Complete Unknown also made an impressive showing with 8 noms each. Rounding out the nominees in the Best Picture category were independent films Nickel Boys, Anora, The Substance, I'm Still Here, and the blockbuster Dune 2. There is your list of movies to check out before March 2. You have 6 weeks. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, clear to mostly clear skies, lows between 5 and 10 below. Thankfully, our winds light. More clouds on the way Friday, a chance of some flurries and some light snow, with high temperatures warming to the middle to upper teens. Right now, it's 5 below.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, James Santel will discuss how to defend the Constitution. Also, how many pardoned J6ers violently attacked police officers, and what's in the RFK and MLK Jr. assassination files? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, Callan Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is Thursday, January 23rd. Today, the average price of gallon of milk in Wisconsin, $3.61. The average price for a dozen large eggs in the state, $5.09.
There we go.
We have a very jam-packed show for you today. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez joining us in about 15 minutes. We're going to talk about Governor Evers' State of the State address. Apparently, shockingly, according to some rightish outlets, the governor poked with his wife. Stop the presses!
Dun, dun, dun! Oh my gosh, people who love each other.
What a horrible thing. So we'll talk about that with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. After the 10:30 news, Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio Network. You can catch them from 8 to 9 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. He is going to join us to talk about President Biden's pardon of Leonard Peltier. Controversial. A lot of people very upset about this. A lot of people very happy about this.
And we've had people texting us about this.
Yes.
Asking our opinions. And because I don't know a lot about it, I didn't register one. So I hope you're listening now. We have someone to talk on the topic today.
That's coming up after the 10:30 news. After the 11 o'clock news, Pat Kreitlow is going to join us from Up North News Radio. A local meteorologist from CBS 58 just lost her job.
Yep.
After posting on social media about Elon Musk doing a hand gesture that's gotten a lot of attention.
It was a Nazi salute.
Some say yes, some say no. Bibi Netanyahu from Israel.
Oh, wait, he said it wasn't? Oh.
Bibi says it's not. So I would be curious to, I would love to get your opinions on this. If you saw this, what was your takeaway from Elon's gesture, shall we say? That's coming up after the 11 o'clock news. We will lighten things up for the last half hour. The Acme Packing Company sports guru, Paul Noonan, here with all things sports. And we'll wrap it up as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Smile, You're on Camera edition. Yeah, ew. We did want to start off, though, again, with Governor Evers making his State of the State address. It's the year of the kid.
Yes.
According to the governor, the state of Wisconsin, born of immigrants, today there are those who would have us forget this fact, said the governor. There are those who would have us rewrite the story of ourselves. They would have us abandon the values that made us who we are and the people whose blood, love, and labor made our state great. We cannot and we will not. And he also said, 2025 is the year of the kid. So what does that mean? The governor says he will include in his 2-year state budget proposal to lower child care costs for Wisconsin families. That's an important thing. Or Wisconsin families.
I feel like that's something that all Wisconsin families, you know, regardless of who you cast the ballot for, will enjoy a little help with the child care.
Isn't this something on which all of us agree?
I don't have kids, and I think it's a good idea.
I don't have kids either, and I think it's a good idea. Yeah. The governor would also like to expand mental health programs and meal offering in schools and reducing gun violence, among other proposals that he laid out in his primetime speech. Of course, on the other side, Republicans say there's not going to be much compromise in the upcoming budget season. Quote from Assembly Majority Leader Tyler August, Republican from Walworth, "I'm not sure what planet the governor is living on, honestly. I mean, the things the governor talked about, every single thing he talked about was a new government program, new government spending. I really am at a loss for words how ridiculous the things he talked about were tonight," unquote. Again, the governor talking about helping Wisconsinites with childcare. Wacky.
Yeah.
Just wacko.
And also had Tyler August said, "I'm at a loss for words," and then left it there, be one thing. But he just bloviated for three sentences. So I think you found the words, Ty.
I think he did.
He just, you know, it's Governor Evers, how dare you want to help the people? How dare you want kids to get full bellies and good education and affordable health? Governor Evers, how dare you?
Be more like Robin Voss.
Yes.
Be more like Robin Voss. He's got his priorities right.
He doesn't feel feelings at all.
He just wants to make sure that they enshrine into the state constitution some things that will make it more difficult for people to vote so he can keep his cushy job.
I mean, let's talk about Robin Voss's focus on what's important. It's the big priority, the big ticket items, the things that I'm sure we're hearing. We hear every day on our phone lines here on Matt and Aaron Air. People are calling all the time, Jane. "I'm so scared of voter fraud. We need to enshrine into our Constitution a voter ID requirement because that's the only way we can leave the House feeling safe. You know, it's not about gun violence. No.
It's fine.
It's not about, reckless driving. It's none of those things. Voter ID, Jane, that's number one.
That's the most important. Well, that's really important. And then number two is making sure the wealthy get a good tax cut. Those are the priorities for Robin Voss and the Republicans in Wisconsin. Not your piddly concerns about child care. I'm sorry, Mom. You just have to leave the workforce.
Why didn't you just get rich? Why didn't you just become a billionaire?
Why weren't you born to somebody rich?
Don't you work hard? You don't work hard, Jane. Ugh. Speaking of number two.
Governor Evers also outlining a $500 million plan to address child care costs. The big ticket item being the program called Child Care Counts. For the past few years, that program funneled federal pandemic money directly to child care businesses across Wisconsin, but that is going to run out this summer.
Yes.
And we're already seeing child care facilities closing all over the place.
Yep.
That this is an ongoing problem.
And didn't the Republicans, like last year, they wanted to make it so they, instead of giving more money to child care services and helping parents and the facilities themselves, they wanted to lower the age of those who could work in centers.
Yes.
Make it so that it wasn't like it was, if it was 10 kids, make it 15 kids.
Make it 20.
You know, just make it.
Loosen the regulations.
How about this, Jane? We fill a child care center up, 400 kids.
Sure.
But instead of being at the child care center, we take them to a place where they could work.
Ooh, I think you're onto something there.
Yeah, I call it child labor. What do you think?
They can assemble things.
Yeah, they got tiny fingers.
Right?
They're nimble.
Mark from Prairie du Sac is on the line, 855-752-4842. If you would like to join the conversation, good morning, Mark. What do you think about this? Did you watch the governor's speech last night?
No, I didn't, because I knew I just get so angry about the Republican response. I kind of figured I'd forgo that put myself through that misery. And after all these, you know, you're just saying, after all these nibble, these children's nibble little fingers could pick the vegetables and the crops for us. I mean, for us. And it just is. I mean, there's points in time that I wish for these Republicans that had some big MAGA event, pose Red Death would sweep through them, and they'd all end up in little melted pools like M. Valdemar.
All right.
The case of M. Valdemar. It is just sad that these people, I mean, that we give the money back to the taxpayers. Well, maybe giving back to the people is actually providing services for the people and investing in our economy, investing in our future with our children. I mean, it just is just sad they can't get away from that.
But, Mark, it's almost like they don't think the government should be responsible for anything.
Part of the reason we revolted against England, if you read the Declaration of Independence, it was an indictment against the king for failing to provide services for the people. I mean, that's what the Declaration of Independence is. It was an indictment against the king, and the king was the king of the time. He was the head of the biggest corporation in the world at the time, which was the British East India Company. That's who we were fighting against as well. So, I mean, times have not changed so much, and these guys are simply oligarchs and aristocrats, and they're supporting the neo-monarchy.
I don't disagree with you, Mark. Thank you for checking in always, and thank you so much for listening. Talking about child care costs in Wisconsin, Governor Evers covered some of this last night in his State of the State address. Let's talk about costs. Forward Analytics reports that Wisconsin parents can expect child care for one infant to cost between $14 and 36% of their household income.
Yeah.
For families
just with one kid.
For families with two children, this can be as high as 70%. 70%, but they don't need help. But at the same time, you should keep having children. We need more children, Greg. Elon just said it the other day, the co-president, that without more human babies, humanity will cease to exist.
And he can't have them fast enough. Like, he's on 13, I think. It's going to take a while for it to make a real difference. Yeah.
We can't expect Elon to populate the entire world. That's not fair. So much pressure.
But I also can't expect Republicans to care about these numbers because, you know, at the end of the day, these are hardworking Wisconsinites who, you know, maybe work one or two jobs. They're not the people that Robin Voss cares about.
No.
So that's 70%. Cost, it's you'll find it somewhere.
Figure it out.
I don't worry about stay. Hey, there's a mom. She can stay home.
She's supposed to stay at home.
Yeah.
That's her job.
Yeah.
Cassandra on the live stream, I tried to listen to Robin Voss's response last night. I almost lost it when he started complaining about school scores. Give them money they deserve so they can get teachers. Duh. Well done, Cassandra and PJ. Anyone notice Robin Voss making faces behind Governor Evers during the speech? That's one of the reasons why I didn't watch, PJ. It's that simper. It's that simper that just, it's like a nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah, and we might talk about it a little bit later, but with regards to gun violence, and he brought up the example of Jonathan Brostoff, who we lost last year, unfortunately, to suicide. Robin Voss's response to that was disgusting. And we can talk more about that on the other side of the break.
Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is supposed to be joining us.
Yes.
Hopefully she can make a little time for us. I'm sure she's very busy today. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calby on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Governor Evers delivering his State of the State address last night. Joining us now, somewhere in an undisclosed lake location inside a vehicle, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, thank you so much for making time for us. I'm sure you have a really busy day today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Really appreciate it. We were talking before we went to the break about some of the aspects of the governor's speech. And one thing I wanted to talk about with you, he has declared 2025 the year of the kid, and especially focusing on our kids' mental health. This is something that comes up every time there is a school shooting. All we hear from the Republicans is, first of all, it's thoughts and prayers. Then it's, this is not the time to make this political. And then the third thing is, yes, we need to fund mental health. Yet when it actually comes to, I don't know, opening up the wallets and funding mental health, they don't do anything about it.
Yeah, that is very, very frustrating. And what I heard and the state of the state last night was the governor who talked about things he was passionate about. We know Governor Evers has been a lifelong educator. He knows what's happening in those schools today. And we have to make sure we are investing in our kids so we invest in the future of Wisconsin. And that includes almost $300 million in mental health funding across the state. That's what he wants to be able to do to make sure that we can take care of our children. And I think the Republicans should be in agreement with that. You know, they are telling us that there are mental health issues across the state. Absolutely. These are the things that Wisconsinites want us to be able to work together on. Robin Voss should come to the table and talk about how we can make sure that our kids' mental health is being taken care of.
Well, from a personal opinion here, Robin Voss only comes to the table when he wants to say, I don't think so. And he walks away from the table. But there's just a lot of, we were talking about this before you came on, just a lot of common sense programs here that really anyone, I mean, like childcare costs, neither Jane nor I have kids. I think childcare should be more affordable. And I think there's something we can do about it. These really common sense programs that are being proposed, that's just sort of getting the head shaking me like, no, this is not going to happen. It's fine. No, we're not going to do it. Just why?
We have to ask them that question. The voters need to ask them that question. Why? These are common sense proposals. I have two kids. They're older now. They don't do childcare. They're 15 and 18 now. But I had to do that dance, trying to work full time, making sure I could afford childcare. It is a huge amount out of your budget as parents. And what I'm hearing, so today I am in La Crosse, and I am talking about housing today. And what I am hearing all across the state is that, number one, they want us to work together to solve the problems with the communities in Wisconsin. Number two, they need to have more dollars in their pockets to take care of their families. And two of the biggest things that I hear about are housing and childcare. I cannot imagine that the Republicans in their districts aren't hearing the same things that I'm hearing. So what are their solutions besides just saying no to everything that Governor Evers is saying? Governor Evers has a plan. He wants to put more money in people's pockets so they can take care of their families. You know, the Republican legislature needs to make sure that they're listening to their constituents as well.
If you're just joining us, Lieutenant Governor Sara Rodriguez is our guest after Governor Evers delivered his State of the State address last night. Something else that the governor mentioned was about keeping our kids safe and strengthening Wisconsin's gun laws. Again, from everything that I've seen, Lieutenant Governor, if I'm wrong, please point that out. The vast majority of Wisconsinites agree with some really basic, simple things. Universal background checks, red flag laws. The majority of Wisconsinites want this. And yet, I saw this from a far right outlet this morning. Governor Evers says it's the year of the kids. Okay, is he going to fight for kids who are being mutilated in gender surgeries? Is he going to worry about unborn kids? Is he going to worry about kids who are being shot in Milwaukee? They don't apparently care about kids who get shot at school.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Even gun owners understand the need to have background checks. They understand the need to have red flag laws. They understand the needs to protect our community. I mean, I served with Jonathan Brostoff, who committed suicide this last November. Heartbreaking for his family. Yes. They have young children at home. And this is what this family is asking for. They are saying, can we implement a solution to be able to reduce and prevent suicides? Can we implement a solution to be able to prevent school shootings? And that's what Governor Evers is coming to the table to try to do. These common sense solutions that the vast majority of Wisconsinites want. We have a new legislature today. We have a new legislature with these new maps where it is more evenly split. Republicans need to be listening to their constituents and seeing what those folks want. And what I heard from Governor Evers last night, again, common sense solutions, keeping our kids safe, getting more money in people's pockets so they can take care of their families.
We only have about 2 minutes left.
I just wanted to say really quick, Lieutenant Governor, you brought up Jonathan Brostoff, who was my friend. I'd known him for a very long time. And I thought it was absolutely disgusting when Robin Voss accused Governor Evers of a political stunt by mentioning his name in context to these programs. I thought it was disgusting, and I was very offended, and I was hurt by it because I knew him, and we need to protect our people, and things like this are what Governor Evers are working towards, and Robin Voss diminishing it to like a political stunt, just too far for me personally.
And even though Democrats did pick up seats under our fairer maps in this last election, it seems like the Wisconsin Republicans are just as intractable as they've ever been. It's like, no. And no.
Correct. The first thing that they put across for legislation was a voter ID law.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, I'm knocking on the doors. This is not what people are asking us to focus on. They are asking us to focus on making sure they have more money in their pockets, making sure their communities are safe, making sure their kids are safe. Why would that be your priority for the first thing to do when you come into the assembly? And I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. Let's get back to common sense legislation. Let's get back to working across the aisle and doing what's right for Wisconsinites.
One almost feels like that first move was just there to protect their own jobs, but that's just me speculating. Lieutenant Governor Sara Rodriguez, thank you so very much for carving out some time for us. Really, really appreciate it. Be safe on the roads.
Thank you so much.
News coming up next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. CBS News brief. When President Trump arrives in Southern California to tour fire damage, he'll find fire crews still busy and more than one threat for beleaguered residents.
Residents are bracing for rain and the threat of mudslides. That threat, though, is this weekend. The current threat is all of this high wind. Red flag warnings remain in effect through tonight.
CBS's Jonathan Bigliotti. A federal judge has paused President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship. CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
This is a judge who was appointed by President Reagan, who's saying, I'm looking at the Constitution. I'm looking at the understanding of what this constitutional language says, and no way, no how.
Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth cleared a procedural hurdle in the Senate despite two Republicans voting no.
They're holding strong. It seems like they do have the votes, and people I've talked to feel very confident that this is going to go through regardless.
CBS's Olivia Rinaldi. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks beat the Heat. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their fifth game in a row, 125-96 over the Miami Heat. The Bucks didn't get back to Milwaukee until less than 3 hours before the game after being stuck in a blizzard for 3 days in New Orleans at the team hotel. Damian Lillard led with 29 points and had a pregame speech before the tip-off.
The situation that we were in, you know, the last couple of days is obvious, but you don't want the room to just be quiet and everybody to just kind of go out there and see what's going to happen. So for me, I just wanted to put that energy out there, like, you know, nobody gonna feel bad for us. Ain't no excuses. I don't want to hear I'm tired or I ain't feeling like you got to take the opportunity for the team to even have that type of mentality away. As a leader of a team, you got to let the team know off the rip, like, we not doing that. We not having excuses. I don't care about the flight. I don't care. We've been in a hotel. Like, you got to take that away from the team.
That's the Bucks. Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Oscar nominations came out yesterday. 10 movies were nominated for Best Picture. But in the Best Supporting Actor category, there were 5 nominees, including Yura Borisov for Anora, Edward Norton for his role opposite Timothy Chalamet in the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. Guy Pearce was nominated for his role in The Brutalist. Kieran Culkin for the comedy drama A Real Pain. And his Succession co-star Jeremy Strong drew a nomination for his part in The Apprentice. A Complete Unknown, The Brutalist, and Anora all drew Best Picture nominations as well. In the Best Supporting Actress category, it was more good news for A Complete Unknown as Monica Barbaro was nominated, to no one's surprise. Ariana Grande got a nod for her role in the blockbuster Wicked. Felicity Jones for The Brutalist. Isabella Rossellini is up for her role in Conclave. And after showing her musical side, the Academy recognized Zoe Saldana for her role in Amelia Perez. Every film these actresses were in was also nominated for Best Picture. Nice job, girls. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for the overnight. Clear to mostly clear skies. Lows between 5 and 10 below. Thankfully, our winds light. More clouds on the way Friday. A chance of some flurries and some light snow with high temperatures warming to the middle to upper teens. It's 9 below at our studios.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. Elon Musk all concerned about Wisconsin Supreme Court. What does that mean? We'll talk about it. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good, good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Box, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, if you want to keep up on all the local news that is happening around the state, including in your city, your township, your area, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. All you have to do is sign up for the Civic Media newsletter. It's free. And you can sign up for it today, civicmedia.us/email. You can stay up to date with all the news in your community every weekday with our Civic Media Local News Roundup podcasts. You can listen on the Civic Media website or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. Excited to be joined by our next guest. He is a host of Native Roots Radio Network. You can catch it across Civic Media from 8 to 9 p.m. on Civic Media. Robert Pilot is here. Good morning, Robert. Thank you so much for joining us. Nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you. Hi, Napi, to all my friends and relatives out there in Wisconsin. Great to be on and great to share a celebration here in Indian country and hopefully all our progressives out there.
Robert, let's talk a little bit for people who don't know Native Roots Radio. And you just, can you give us just a little bit of background on yourself, if you wouldn't mind?
Well, 9 years ago, we started Native Roots Radio, and it was a kind of a call to action. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Dakota Access Pipeline, but what was happening there at Standing Rock was that there was no media blackout. And so we started the show Native Roots Radio specifically to give updates, weekly updates. It started as an hour show and went to 2 hours, and now we're on 5 days a week all over Turtle Island and all over Civic Media, which we appreciate the partnership. And we talk about Native issues, whether it's comedians, musicians, politicians. We have the governor gives us an update of Wisconsin weekly. And so we, you know, Native issues are human issues and human issues are Native issues. And we love our allies. We're a small group of people here in the United States. And we just are here to tell our listeners and inform them about what's going on in Indian country and how we are, you know. And it's an informative show that really tunes in with our allies all across Turtle Island. And of course, we have a big Native American listening audience, too.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
it is. And certainly a population I can't imagine that has been gifted with something so specific to them. So you're providing a great service, absolutely, for the country's Native American population. We wanted to talk to you about the President Biden's pardon of Leonard Peltier. This is controversial. Not everyone is happy about this. I'm seeing things on the other side. There were two FBI agents who were killed. For people who are not familiar with this case, Robert, can you please take us through this a little bit about what happened, 50 years ago?
Right. In 1975, you know, two FBI agents were murdered in a shootout at in Ogallala in Pine Ridge. Leonard Peltier happened to be one of the people that they put this on and went through trial. Leonard fled and was up in Canada and was brought down here. And then in 77, they put him in prison. And it's interesting, too, because what I'm seeing all around the internet and even President Biden's commuting is that he was convicted of murdering the two FBI agents, but really he was convicted for aiding and abetting. And I think that's kind of interesting when you hear what happened to George Floyd here in Minneapolis was that the police officers that watched him be murdered were in prison for 2 years for aiding and abetting the murder of George Floyd. So he's been in almost 40 years for aiding and abetting the murder of these two FBI agents. So it's been an unbelievable ride that he was commuted and will be on house arrest the rest of his life, and he's almost 80 years old. It's been very interesting, and it's a victory for Indian country because part of this conviction of that a lot of people were coerced in testifying against him, and there's really no dark evidence that he did commit this, and he's denied it the whole 40 years that he's been in prison. I think one of the things you got to remember too is if he admitted to it, he would have been out years ago. And that's one of the most bizarre things of this whole thing. And at the end of our show, we always say free Leonard Peltier. And it's more, Leonard's more of our, a symbol of what's happened to us in Indian country, whether it's boarding schools or Blood Quantum or these things that are trying to erase Native communities all across Turtle Island. So it's a really big victory and a surprising victory. And I don't know if you guys remember, but Clinton was supposed to do this in the 90s. There was a big big push in this in the early 90s. And then the FBI told him, no. And so it's been a fight. And I've had Leonard on my show. I've had FBI agents that have been told that this is a big case when you get indoctrinated in the FBI, that they bring up Leonard Peltier and that he murdered FBI agents. So if it's ever brought up. And so there's a whole lineage of false reports about Leonard that are manifested in the FBI especially. So it's amazing that this happened, and it's an emotional thing for Native Americans and all our allies across Turtle Island, which include so many people across the world that wanted and sent letters to past presidents to get this longest standing political prisoner out of prison. So, and he's 80 years old, and he's confined, or was confined, in a little teeny 8x8 cell. So these are the things that Native Americans are used to happening to us. And so this is a big, big victory, Jane.
If you're just joining us, Robert Pilot is our guest. He's the host of Native Roots Radio, and you can catch their show 8 to 9 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. We are talking about President Biden's commutation, not pardon, of Leonard Peltier. He is going to be released to go home, where he will spend out his final days. But again, he has even said, Robert, that he didn't want a pardon because, as you said, he has always maintained his innocence. He never pled guilty to this. And if you accept a pardon, you are essentially accepting your culpability.
Right. Right. And it's an amazing thing. Again, we're giddy, and I'm really just happy to talk about this, Jane and Greg. It's a thing that here that we feel like we have a victory. It's our Mandela of a sorts that he's being released from prison. And I'm kind of getting emotional talking about it. But, you know, there's, as you know, the right wants to divide us. And we are all on the same page where people need to, I don't know, listen to their heart. This has been an injustice for so many years. And it's good that he's coming home. He's coming home to his family. And it's big celebrations are happening around Native country.
But, you know, Robert, I mean, depending upon where people get their information, they are getting an entirely different explanation of what happened in this case. And I'm pulling from NBC News. The president of the FBI Agents Association says they are outraged by this reprieve. Quote, this last second disgraceful act by then President Biden, which does not change Peltier's guilt, but does release him from prison, is cowardly and lacks accountability. It's a cruel betrayal to the families and colleagues of these fallen agents and a slap in the face of law enforcement, unquote. Again, from what I have read about this case, there was no eyewitness account of Peltier as the gunman, and even the ballistics did not match.
Well, even the FBI had people that they coerced to testify against him, and they came out later and said that their testimony was false. There was people that worked on the original case on the other side that said that he should not be in prison. This is a messed up court case. And so NBC and, you know, the FBI can say what they want. We're used to having rocks thrown at us. So The bottom line is the president did the right thing, and it surprised us, but you know, we're very grateful. And again, it's more of Leonard's more of a symbol of what's happened to us in the last 500 years here on our continent, and what's happened to us, you know, from boarding schools to, you know, reservations, which are, not good things, you know. And so we're still here, and that's an amazing thing that we can say as Native Americans. We're a small population now, but we're still here, and we're not going anywhere. And the government's tried to get rid of us, but we're resilient and we're still here. So there's got to be something said about that. And Leonard's a big, I believe, a big symbol of that.
Robert, I'm a kid of the born in the 70s, raised in the 80s and the 90s, and Calvin played as the bumper music today, Freedom by Rage Against the Machine, which is the song that for me and a lot of kids my age brought us to who Leonard is. And I think one of the things that, like, my generation definitely, we were growing up in from the notion of who's Leonard Peltier. Our folks and the authority figures will say, well, he shot two FBI guys. That's it. He's in jail because he's a murderer, and you accept it, and that's it. But then you start to uncover, peel back the layers, as we did over the decades. And as you said, people from both sides saying this was not right, this was injustice. And yet you still have people like the FBI saying such aggressive language. But really, when it comes down to this, is one man who stood for his freedom. He stood for what he believed was right. And I don't want to, the word award is not the word I want to use, but I feel like allowing him to be at home, to live the rest of his life at home, is I wouldn't even say justice, but like it's more than fair, if you ask me.
Well, and again, as you pointed out, Robert, Leonard Peltier is 80, and he is not in good health.
Right. Well, the interesting thing, too, is if you look deep into what a commuting sentence is, he's able to go to work. He's able to go to religious ceremonies. Mm-hmm. So there are some gray areas where he can get out and see people, whether it's a Native, you know, ceremony or whatever. So there is some gray zone, but there's so much healing with his family. There's, you know, his son was 5 years old when this all happened, you know, and to see, he has a daughter that I've had on the show that was born after he was incarcerated. They were able to see him in prison, but as a free person, in their home, it's life changing. It's unbelievable. And again, I kind of mumbled through the whole beginning of the show, but the FBI, there's agents that worked for the FBI that are retired and talked about the, you know, the environment the FBI has about specifically about Leonard Peltier. These are one of the cases when you're first become a FBI agent, they talk about and tell that he murdered two FBI agents. So if anyone ever brings it up, this is the deal. This is the indoctrination of new FBI agents that are young, and that's a thing. So when the FBI sends out information like that, it's like, well, what else are they going to say? They've been pounding this drum for how long?
Robert Pilot is our guest. He's the host of Native Roots Radio, which you can hear Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. We are going to continue our conversation. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Mock, Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text 855-752-4842. We'll leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are joined by Robert Pilot, who's host of Native Roots Radio. You can catch it every weeknight, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 p.m., across the Civic Media Radio Network. And before the break, we were talking with Robert about President Biden's decision to commute the sentence of Leonard Peltier, who has been in prison for decades. And Robert, I want to quote this again from this article from MSNBC, or from NBC News, rather. Two of his co-defendants were acquitted when they claimed self-defense. Peltier was tried separately in 1977. No witnesses who could identify him as the gunman were presented, and even unknown to his defense, the federal government, this from NBC, withheld a ballistics report indicating the fatal bullets did not come from his weapon.
Hey, yes, that's correct. And so that's an amazing thing. And here we are in 2025, and there's still attack and simmering things on Native Americans. And so we have to stay vigilant and we have to bring our truth. And that's what Native Roots Radio does a lot, too, is bring our truths and our history. And as you know, there's a fight on history, you know, who's picking what history is. And we know our history, and it's amazing where our listeners or people on the street that weren't taught certain things in school about us, and we're not dinosaurs, we're still here. And so there's all that, you know, accumulating in this commuting of Leonard Peltier, that maybe that's why I was so emotional, is that it's more about the symbol of him finally being released after Obama said he was going to do it and didn't do it, and Clinton said he was going to do it. And you saw the pressure just by that press release from the FBI, what the presidents went through, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things I was trying so indelicately trying to get across before was, I feel like the younger, or like people below me as far as my generation, millennials and Gen Zers, are more apt with the information. They have to ask more questions on things like this. And instead of just being spoon-fed information, like, well, yeah, I guess he's in
guilty.
Prison. He's guilty because the FBI, my parents, my schools told me he was guilty. No, they now come with it with a healthy amount of, well, let's do, where's the real details? Where are the doing the research and coming to this realization that all wasn't right in this case, and now he gets to spend his time with family.
Yeah, and it's amazing. I don't want to get down this rabbit hole, but I'll tell you, there's a whole TikTok, native TikTok that goes on and that really brings out a lot of information and a lot of history of Native Americans. And it's an amazing, amazing tool if used correctly. And your show, our show, Civic Media, that brings the truth and really what's happening. You know, are your lying eyes lying? I mean, we just have so many issues, and especially now coming up as Native American and sovereign nations with this president. And we're going to be attacked left and right, and we see it already with the things that he signed about defunding Native colleges. And, you know, he never liked casinos because he failed at that. So we're ready, but it's still a pretty frightening time too. And so we all have to keep talking, and I really appreciate you guys reaching out to me and have this discussion, because it's so, so important that us allies talk.
Yeah.
Well, and we would love to have you back, because there are so many other Native issues to talk about, Robert, besides just this. We could spend a whole half hour on just how crazy it must make you when some people on the right say, go back to where you came from. I can't even imagine the exploding heads going on all over the place. That's an issue for another time, but right. We will absolutely love to have you back. And you had a question about stand-up.
Yeah, so one of the things you mentioned, Robert, when you got on the show in the last segment was talking about all things Native, and one of those things is comedy. And I was wondering, had you read We Had a Little Real Estate Problem by Cliff Nesteroff about the Native American comedy scene?
Yes, I did. Oh. And I reached out to have him on the show. It's interesting that you say that, because not only did I buy the book, I do exercising, so I listened to the book too.
Yep.
In the audio. And he was out of the country when I reached out to him, but it's amazing. I don't know. You must have read it, right, Greg?
Yes, I did.
They talked about In Between Two Knees. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, to the people that are in the 1491ers, which became reservation dogs.
Yeah.
Those guys were students of mine.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
But I did read small community, Native community. But I did read that, and I did was in New York and got to see just about a year ago. Between Two Knees, and that the book talked about.
That's so cool. We'll have to talk more about that, because the book is amazing. There's so much rich history in that community and that in stand-up that a lot of people do not understand.
Robert Pilot has been our guest. He's the host of Native Roots Radio. Catch it every weeknight, Monday through Friday, from 8 to 9 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to have you back, Robert, so you can share your insights, and we just want to listen to those fabulous pipes of yours.
thank you. Big Pinagigi, and everyone have a great day. And a big Pinagigi to Civic Media.
Thank you, Robert. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. News coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Falls Radio, WXCO. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Kim Shefchik from Doctors in Recital, and it's a bar band Friday night, which means our pal Terry Barr drops by with new music and sparkling conversation. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages.
I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship is on pause for now, as CBS's Weijia Jiang reports.
A federal judge in Washington state called it blatantly unconstitutional, temporarily blocking the order for 2 weeks as several states challenge it in court.
Obviously, we'll appeal it. They put it before a certain judge in Seattle, I guess, right? There's no surprises with that judge.
The White House said late last night that federal agents have arrested, quote, 538 illegal immigrant criminals, unquote, and deported hundreds. As President Trump continues to threaten Mexico and Canada with tariffs on imports, CBS Money Watch's Kelly O'Grady reports U.S. auto manufacturers with plants in those countries are concerned.
Now, tariffs could incentivize manufacturers to bring jobs to the U.S., but that's not something car companies can do overnight, taking as much as 18 to